Move on to trumpet. I want to play a couple tracks featuring trumpet players. We're going to start off with Donald Byrd from the album Off to the Races. Let's listen to the title track.
Thank you.
Jason Palmer, one of two fine trumpet players that we are featured in that are featured in that last set from the album Nothing to Hide. That album goes back to 2010. A Boston-based group of Jason Palmer on trumpet, Mike Thomas on alto sax, Greg Duncan on guitar, Lim Yang on bass, and Lee Fish on drums. And we heard, I think it's a Donald Byrd composition, Fly, Little Bird, Fly. Before that, we heard from Donald Byrd himself from the album Off to the Races. We heard the title track from that. And let's see, that one features Donald Byrd on trumpet, Jackie McLean on alto sax, Pepper Adams on baritone, Wynton Kelly on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Taylor on drums, a 1959 release on Blue Note Records. Off to the Races by Donald Byrd, a fine album. All right, time now is 11:16. This is Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. Let's play some of the local jazz musicians who have put out some fine albums this year. We're going to hear from a couple of those. We'll start out with Matt Dwanzik. He put out a great album called Wonderful World, an album that features all Hartford-based musicians coming out of the Jackie McLean Institute for Jazz. So let's hear the title track from that album, track made famous, of course, by Louis Armstrong. This is What a Wonderful World.
Trees of green and red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. What a wonderful thank you.
A boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They said he traveled very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, one magic day, he passed my way. And as we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. There was a boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They said he traveled very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. But then one day, one magic day, he passed my way. And as we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing that you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. And as we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. In return. In return. In return.
set of local musicians here in the Hartford area that we love to hear and love to support when they're playing at local venues. The last one you heard, Leela Sear, from her album First Instinct. And we heard Canyon View. And before that, we heard from Oris Jenkins from his album, all these albums released this year, 2019. Oris Jenkins' latest album, Centennial Cole, celebrating the centennial of Nat King Cole. And we heard his great rendition of Nature Boy. And we started out that set with Matt Dwanzik, fine bass player, as well as composer and arranger. But this time he was doing the great jazz standard, What a Wonderful World, made famous by Louis Armstrong. The name of Matt's album is Wonderful World. All right, time now is 11:38. You are listening to Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove, getting down to the last 20 minutes or so. A lot of what I play is music that perhaps I listen to during the week, something that may come up randomly on my iPhone or here on the radio. But last couple weeks, I've been kind of laid up and watching some musical documentaries, and a couple of them I really liked, and I wanted to play some music from those documentaries. One of them is from Frank Zappa, and there's a documentary out there called Frank Zappa's Freakout List, and it's music, not necessarily Frank Zappa's music, but music that inspired Frank Zappa and that he had listed on the record Freakout, one of the first Mothers of Inventions albums. And in the liner notes, there's a list of all these musicians that had inspired him. And then there's this documentary of music based on that list. So it's very interesting documentary, an interesting film, something you might want to look up. Once again, it's called Frank Zappa's Freakout List. And it includes music of all different genres, music that inspired Zappa, modern classical music, R&B, doo-wop, jazz music, a really cool documentary. I highly recommend it. So I'm going to play a Frank Zappa tune from the album Waka Jawaka. This is Big Swifty.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Frank Zappa from the album Waka Jawaka. We heard Big Swifty still playing in the background. As I mentioned, I played that song because of the documentary Frank Zappa's Freak Out List. And this track was part of that film as well. But another film that I caught over the last couple weeks, The Jazz Loft, according to W. Eugene Smith. And The Jazz Loft was a rundown building in the Flower District in New York City that was inhabited by several musicians who turned it into sort of a practice space and a hangout for musicians and artists and beatniks of the era in the late 50s and early 60s. And all of this was documented by Life magazine photographer W. Eugene Smith. And this film, The Jazz Loft, chronicles the scene over at the Jazz Loft, both in and out of the apartment. And it became a practice session for Thelonious Monk as he was putting together a 9 or 10-piece orchestra, and that ended up playing at the Town Hall in New York, and an album was made of that. So all this is chronicled in this movie, The Jazz Loft. Definitely captures the beatnik scene and the jazz music scene in the late 50s as post-bop jazz music was being created. So I wanted to play something from this Thelonious Monk album recorded live at the Town Hall in New York City. So we're going to end the show with that. Thanks for listening, folks. I'm going to be on a much-needed vacation for the next 3 weeks, so I want to wish everyone a happy holidays, happy New Year's, and I'll see you, I believe, January 10th is my next show. So thank you all for listening through 2019 and beyond. Let's listen to Thelonious Monk, Monk's Mood. Mm-hmm.